For those seeking inner, spiritual and/or world peace, a downtown Midland church is the place to be this month. Throughout Wednesdays in February, St. Paul's United Church is hosting an afternoon event for the community to join together to contribute positively to a movement of peace, whatever has meaning for the visitor. This initiative is a response to the tensions that are happening around the world, in our communities and in people's personal lives, St. Paul's Reverend Karen Ptolemy Stamm explains. There are many conflicts between nations and within nations right now. They are costing people their lives, their livelihood, their homes, suffering as well as all of the other costs of war. Ptolemy Stamm says that over the past few years, a polarization caused by rising tensions in many nations is being played out on the political level as well as in microcosms of society within many countries, including Canada. Coming out of the pandemic, we know that the stress level many people face has increased and many long for inner peace, she says. We wanted to acknowledge this and provide a quiet space for people to just come in and be still. If they chose, they can light a candle for peace, hang a dove on a peace tree, say a prayer or just quietly reflect and ponder. There is also an activity each week for children. Ptolemy Stamm emphasizes that the 4 to 6 p.m. offering is open to all people and is not faith-based, but rather to all who seek peace in their lives and in the world. It is a small way in which we can be in solidarity with each other and to be encouraged to not give up hope but to work for peace, she says. Ptolemy Stamm says people often say it's just nice to take a few minutes to be still and to have a quiet space to just be. Others have taken home copies of peace reflections or prayers from around the world and from all different faith groups and have commented on how we all yearn for an end to war, violence and inner turmoil, says Ptolemy Stamm, who recounted the story of a child who came in and wanted light a candle and have her parent write on her peace dove, "Be kind," before she hung it on the peace tree. She clapped her hands in delight seeing it with all the other doves, she says. Others enjoy a cookie and tea or coffee in the atrium after their quiet time and appreciate connecting with others who like them, yearn for peace. While the initiative is slated to end next Wednesday, there is the possibility the church might continue it in the future, perhaps, taking a different perspective and trying different times. Some think that one small action does not make a difference, however, each drop of rain replenishes the earth and replenishes rivers and lakes, Ptolemy Stamm explains. Taking a moment for peace has the possibility of changing our inner perspectives and enables us to go forth in our daily living with hope and encouragement to be kind and live in ways that promote peace.